Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
I'm Baylen Leonard, and this is Absolute Radio Country, and I'm talking to a Grammy Award-winning artist with a whole load of number one songs to her name, Kelsey Ballerini. Hey!
Well, hey, friend.
How are you? You were just saying right before we started that you just got home after being away for like 6 weeks, did you say?
Yeah, 6 weeks, which on tour is one thing. I'm used to that. But I was just in L.A. for 6 weeks. So that was a different feeling of like renting a house and being parked in one spot that's not my home. It was very different.
So are you total L.A. vibes at the moment?
No, never.
Okay.
I'm filming the next season of The Voice right now. It was just like either a lot of back and forth or just be there, park it, try to make it feel like home base for a second. Back and forth's hard for me, you know? Just like
what, the time difference or the headspace?
Headspace.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. And also, I think it's quite fun when you have a project that takes you to a city that you don't live in or a town or whatever, country that you don't live in, and you can kind of be like, okay, I know I don't live here, but I am for the next few weeks. And you can kind of really dig in and you get your like favorite coffee spot and you know you're all that. So I quite like that.
It was fun. It was fun. It was definitely time to come home. I'm happy to be back. All my unpacking that's still happening.
Yeah. So what do you pack everything up? Is that stuff you took to LA?
No, it's just stuff because sometimes, here's the thing about me. Sometimes if I get in bed and I'm not super tired yet, I'll get on Amazon. Or I'll get on just online shopping and I'll be like, oh, I could use that. And then I'll send it to my real house. And then I get home 6 weeks later and I forget. And
so
it was like a little guessing game on what did I order off of the way.
Yeah, but it's also like a little bit like Christmas. You're like, oh, I've got all these things that I totally forgot I even ordered and here they are. Well, this is fun. I feel like this is fun. Is there something there that's unopened that we can open?
No, I think I've done it all.
What was the biggest surprise for you that you totally forgot that you ordered?
Well, you know what I got that I was really excited about because I'm obsessed with them is Tiger Lily Gold. They sent me like their PR package and it had their beautiful vinyl and everything.
I love Tiger Lily Gold. They are so much fun.
I do too.
And you're big supporters of them. You're supporters of a lot of people that are coming up. Like you give them a platform and you support them, right? I mean, I guess that's important because it happened to you.
It absolutely did happen to me. Yeah. I mean, I really try to always keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on. And if I love something, I try to be really loud about it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Tiger Lily, I'm very loud about. You know, I think that's a really fun part of TikTok is that I feel like that's what keeps me in the know of like what's popping off, as the kids say. Like Ella Langley, I feel like is such a superstar and she's having such a moment. Obviously, Megan is like princess of country right now. I love watching all these women find their thing and just make it as loud as possible.
Yeah, I'm all for loud. Let's be loud about things we love. We have a lot to be loud about for you. I mean, new album, Patterns, is your fifth studio album. It's coming out next month. One night only at Madison Square Garden. This is super exciting. This is happening October 29th. It's a celebration of your album. And Kelsey sold out like that. It was like, sold out like that. We're loving the single Cowboys Cry 2 with Noah Kahan. You've just dropped a new one called Two Things. You're going to be on TV. Not only The Voice, but Dr. Odyssey. Hello, you're acting. I mean, there's so much to dig into. Let's start with the album, Patterns. So this is coming out the 25th of October. Congratulations on this. How long have you been working on it?
Oh, well, Cowboys Cry 2 actually was one of the first songs that we wrote.
And did you write that with Noah Kahn?
So I started it on my back porch here in Nashville last fall, and we had already cut it and it like gotten in the studio and kind of finished it. And I knew it was a contender to be the first single, and I loved it. I just felt like it could, like that message of like toxic masculinity, it could be elevated and it could be more believable if we had both perspectives from not only me, woman, kind of the bird's eye view, but then also a guy, if he was willing to go there. And I met Noah at the Grammys, and I'm such a fan, like Stixies and that record as a whole.
Yeah.
It's like songwriting royalty. It's gold. And we just kind of fangirled each other, and I randomly just sent it to him one day. I was like, I don't know if this relates to you at all, but if you would put your perspective on it, I would really love to have it. And he wrote his verse and just like completely changed the song.
Do you know what I love about Noah Kahn and Zach Bryan and Dylan Gossett and artists like that is it wasn't that long ago, Kelsey, like they wouldn't have even been welcomed into the country world. Like they wouldn't have even been considered country because, you know, like it wasn't that long ago that the guideposts for country were so stringent. And I love now that those artists not only are welcomed and celebrated in the country world and in other genres as well, but that, you know, artists like you that are really leading the way and kind of opening up what country is really embracing them as well. What do you think that shift is in country? Like, do you think people are just getting a broader view of what country is? Because we, people who dig country, have always known that there's so many different styles and sounds of country music.
Sure. I mean, I think it's similar to pop radio, right? Like you turn on Top 40 and you have Drake, and then you have Billie Eilish, and then you have Benson Boone, and then you have like Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. Those are all essentially different genres, right?
Yeah.
But they're all streamlined into what is popular right now. And I feel like country is having that moment right now. And you're right. It's happened for a long time. I think it's just like we were saying earlier, it's louder than it ever has been because we're having massive breakout artists in our genre right now, or genre adjacent, that we're kind of wrapping our arms around. And I think that's brilliant because to me, when you turn on country radio, it should represent all kinds of country, which we have like the traditional side of it. And then we have, you know, the pop country. I love that right now, whether it's radio or playlist or whatever, we are seeing kind of an eclectic sound for country music.
And your sound has always been, I mean, it's always, you know, it's always been like Kelsey Ballerini, but your sound also, like, you know, whether it's If You Go Down, I'm Going Down Too, which is like kind of real traditional thing. And of course, you've got your pop country thing happening. You've had some dance stuff. Like, you've always been pretty broad in terms of what your sound is as well, right?
I really love music.
Ooh, well, that's good. Can you imagine if you hated it and here you are, a superstar in music?
I always say I grew up on a farm in East Tennessee. My first concert was Britney Spears.
Wait, which tour? Which Britney Spears tour was this?
I Did It Again.
Oh, gosh. Okay, right. Back in it. Yes.
But yeah, and I think to me, like, it would be dishonest of me as an artist and a songwriter to shy away from both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Two things can be true. And so,
yes, you contain multitudes.
Yeah, and for me, I've never shied away from that. And I think each record of mine kind of leans more one way than the other. But there's a happy blend to me that feels really honest of keeping my boots really grounded in country and in Nashville, but of exploring and playing and being inspired by everything else.
Yeah, your feet are still on the ground. They're just wearing better boots.
They're just wearing better boots, baby.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
Congratulations on this selling out of Madison Square Garden, and not just selling it out, but like boom, sold out. I mean, that must be so exciting for you and validating, and also a little bit like, ooh, this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, I didn't really tour this year because I needed to make a record. And I feel like last year was just in so many ways the most chaotic year of my life. It just kept going. Like, there was no stopping last year. And so I needed not only time to make the record, but I needed time to live a life to make a record about. I haven't played a lot of shows this year. And so when we had the idea to kind of launch this record at MSG, Alyssa, I'm like, I'm gutsy, but even that one, I was like, can I do this? Like, can we pull this off? And it's really intimidating because I've only headlined one major arena before. So making that jump, especially as a female in country, not a lot of us have done that. I've been so careful my whole career to not do it too early. So I was really nervous, and it, especially to do it and to put it up for sale for an album that isn't even out yet, you know?
Yeah, were you kind of like looking through your fingers and saying,
what? 100%.
Well, you had nothing to worry about. I mean, congratulations. That is such an accolade. And what a party that's going to be as well. That is happening. I don't know why I'm telling people when it's happening. They can't go. It's sold out. We're just going to have to check your socials for it. It's the 29th of October is when that is happening. One night only, which really boxes it in. Like, you're not adding another date to that one.
Not to that one.
Okay. It's been a while since you've been to the UK as well, right? Like, you... And you've done a lot in the UK. You've done your own shows. You've done C2C. I saw you open up for Lady A. What else would you like to do in the UK?
Oh, I mean, last time I was there, it was, I guess, February last year, because I just put out Rolling Up the Welcome Mat. And it was my first time playing those songs live. I love being over there because, and the last time was a testament to this, like, it's just, I feel like it's so much less single-driven. I feel like the fans over there really invest in the artist and the story that they're telling and, like, the whole message, the whole connection.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the most exciting. So I don't even care at what capacity I get to come back over. I would just like to come back over.
Well, we would love you to come back over as well. So let's get working on that, shall we? Let's get Kelsey Ballerini back over here. Oh, I meant to tell you, when we were talking about Noah Kahan, we had him on the station recently, and we were talking about this song that you guys have done together. And he I know that you're a big fan of his, and you must know how much he respects you, but he told us what an amazing lyricist and storyteller you are. And that is why he wanted to work with you. And storytelling really is a central part of, I mean, it's a central part of country music, but it's certainly a central part of what you do as well. Yeah. Telling these stories that are either so personal to you or putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. But always what ends up happening is that it lets people in to something that they've gone through that they didn't know how they could express, or something that somebody in their life has gone through. It makes people feel less alone. I mean, it seems like a gift and maybe sometimes a weight to have that truth telling central to what you do. Is that fair to say?
Music is like the universal language, you know? Mm. So even for me, sometimes I can't really articulate how I'm feeling, and I'll try to write it, but then I'll hear a song and I'll be like, oh, thank God for that artist that able to words what I couldn't, you know? And I feel like that's the gift that we're able to give ourselves, but then also hopefully other people. And I think I spent my first four records really rounding the edges. So like, I would leave out my personal details, even though the song was about something that I've experienced or a feeling that I had, I would round the edges so it felt like it was everybody's. And then and then I wrote Welcome Mat, and it was so the opposite, like the polar pendulum swing of that, where it was so personal and so detailed, and that changed my career. And so during...
And people connected with that so much, even though, like you're saying, it was so specific.
Yeah.
People just connected with that so much.
Yeah. And so I think in writing Patterns, I had to figure out the blend of the two, you know, like, obviously this is not a record about one specific thing that happened. It's about, you know, 2 years of my life, more or less. But how do I keep that specificity and that nuance in that songwriting level and integrity, but like bigger scope?
So where does a song like Sorry Mom fall on that scale of like rounding the edges / being really specific?
The first line of that song is, "Sorry Mom, I smelled like cigarettes." So there is no rounded edges. I grew up.
And everybody can relate to that as well, I think.
I know. But I mean, I grew up, you know, in Knoxville, like going to church 2-3 times a week. My mom, I love her so much, but she was very much so a helicopter mom my whole life. And I just remember writing it and being like, oh my God, my mom's going to hate this song. But she didn't, because it was honest. You know,
yeah.
It's about saying, like, listen, maybe I ran all the red lights. Maybe I did some things that you wish that I wouldn't have done. But I'm here. We both made it here. And you're proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I am. Did I do some things that you wish that maybe you could have shielded me from as my mom? Of course. But it's all right. Like, I had to take my own path here. But I'm here. I'm an adult. We're good.
I'll tell you what, I know you mentioned Knoxville, Tennessee. I grew up in Bristol, Tennessee. Knoxville was like the biggest city that we would go. I mean, I've lived in London for a very long time now, but my whole family's still there. And Knoxville, for me as a teenager, is like, that's where we went to smoke cigarettes and get in trouble, because that was a party town. So there are a lot of opportunities in Knoxville to get into trouble.
Go Vols. Yeah. I mean, I moved from Knoxville when I was 15. So I didn't even learn to drive there, let alone do my chaotic early 20s stuff.
Dr. Odyssey, can we talk about this for just a moment? Because you and your good friend Shania, both in this new television show that take place on a boat, cruise ship, I guess. Boat feels like it's a little bit small. But
a luxurious cruise ship.
Yes. Yeah, so acting, is that something you want to do a little bit more of?
I said like such a hard no to acting for so long. And I don't know why. I think it's because I have operated most of my life with such a fear of failure. Like, I'm so scared to fail, especially publicly. Like, ugh, it's terrifying. And I don't know. I think maybe it's age, being in my 30s, or I don't know. I just feel like running towards the things that scare me is really rewarding in this season of my life. And so, yeah, Ryan Murphy and his team for Dr. Odyssey just gave me this offer to play the lead of one of the episodes. And I was like, well, what better time than now the world? So,
well, we can't wait for that. And, you know, what is, I mean, you're acting on stage every night, you know, these emotions are real, but every night you have to recreate them. So you're an actress as well, I think, probably.
We'll see.
We will see. Hey, just before I let you go, next year we're celebrating a big anniversary for the Grand Ole Opry. And we're just getting some memories of like people who made their debuts at the Grand Ole Opry. So your Grand Ole Opry debut, 14th of February, 2015, you were invited to become a member by Little Big Town. Carrie Underwood inducted you. When you stepped onto that stage for the very first time, what was that like?
I'm a crier. I knew that I would get emotional, but I didn't know when it would hit me. And, you know, for a debut, there's so much going on. Like, all your friends are there. Your family's there. Like, everyone you've ever met in your life's there. And you're, you know, you're backstage doing interviews. And there's so much going on. And I had one little moment before the curtain came up to just walk on a stage and have a moment before the show started. And, like, everything was so buzzy backstage and adrenaline's going, and I was so excited, and I literally walked out onto that stage and I just stood in a circle and I just cried my little eyeballs out. And that was my moment, just really for me, for myself, to think, like, man, who would have thought, like, here we are. And honestly, they invited me to do my debut really early. I think Love Me Like You Mean It was maybe not even top 40 yet. It was really, really early. And so they took a chance on me, and I knew that. And I wanted to really respect that moment.
Well, thank you for having a little chat with us. Congratulations on everything. Patterns out 25th of October. Kelsey's One Night Only, which you can only witness online if you don't have a ticket, because it's so sold out, is happening at Madison Square Garden. We're still loving Cowboys Cry 2 and Sorry Mom. We're going to dig right into two things, and we cannot wait to see you on Dr. Odyssey, on The Voice, and back in the UK.
Whew. I can't wait. I'll get the planning.
All right. We will see you real soon, Kelsey. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.